So Stephen Warren is going to talk about the Tom package, which is based on MATLAB. And I've always thought it's a good idea. We could possibly use these packages that have a lot of the lower level stuff already done for you. So Stephen will talk about it.
I hope this works now, because I have to work run it on a Macintosh. It was prepared on a, and actually it's not showing up on this one. Oh no, there it is. Okay. Where is it? Oh, good. I can hear you. I'm working in the department of Professor Baumeister in Martin's Rede, just doing my PhD thesis there, and I'm going to try to introduce to you the Tom Toolbox now. But remember, I'm not a developer of the project. I'm like a user of it, and that not for a very long time. So I encourage you to ask questions, but I'm not so upset if they are on the level of what is my name or what time do we have. but still, I hope I can answer things for you. Okay, so as said before, Tom Toolbox is based on MATLAB. It has about more than 200 programs now developed for it. And also the basic idea behind it is to integrate problems of to solve problems from arising in tomography as well as in single particle analysis. And we are also able, like in Legendon, to work our microscope with it and try to automatically acquire the images, at least for single particle. Feel free to download and be a user today. Yeah, so you have to just go to this website and you find documentation there as well. So since I'm a user, I want to show you what we did with that toolbox on the machine that I'm working on. It's the 26S proteasome, just to remind you that it's involved in degrading the proteins. It's very essential. It's a very important protein. And it has a large one, 2.5 megadalton, has so it poses serious problems for single particle analysis. The 20S core has been solved, the crystal structure, but I want to draw your attention later on to the 19S caps, which have showed quite a good resistance to attempts of crystallizing them. So one wants to study more about them. Okay, that's just something that really helps if you have a crystal structure that was discussed a lot before. And we use this to prove our models that we derive our reconstructions. Okay, another introductory slide is just that I'm basically working on the labeling of certain subunits of the regulatory complex. Since there's no real structure available, it is interesting to find out where is each one of the 18-something subunits of that complex that can be answered using, for example, gold labels. It's been done in 2000, and it specifically labels a certain part, so trying to map that one. Okay, yeah, that's what we are working on. It's her, Polara. She has an energy filter, and also a big tank for liquid nitrogen and helium, but we are running it on liquid nitrogen temperatures as well. Yeah, you can spend a lot of nights in this bunker with her. Okay, this is just to show you in an overview what is, I mean, for me, not being a developer, I shouldn't talk about the philosophy of a program, but for what comes apparent to me is what this program tries to do or what the toolbox tries to do. So as mentioned before, we have cellular tomography and we have tomography for single particle analysis. We have single particle analysis, so 2D projections, and they all have similar problems to solve. So you want to acquire your data, you have to align your particles or your projections. You can do the reconstruction in TORM, volume visualization in part at least. Yeah, alignment, classification, and in the end you want to get always your 3D model. and that one was seen similarly. This is a pipeline. That's the same thing that is tried to be done there. So now I start with a 3D pipeline, basically. So picking your particles, aligning them, averaging, and then hopefully get out a structure. So example here, a central slice from a tomogram of 26S proteasomes. You can see here different particles. You see top views of the 20S. And you see some complete particles here. These are the 26S proteasomes that we are interested in. Yeah, and for the work done, there were only 12 tilt series acquired in total. In the end, 153 of those particles have been used for model reconstruction. Yeah, another thing that gets apparent, all proteins behave differently, as stated before, and this very elongated structure doesn't orientate randomly in the ice layer. So we have most are plus or minus 30 degree increment that can be shown. Done was, as a first template, was just taken a simple cylinder. Particles were aligned to that, and then several iterative alignments in the TORM toolbox were done, and averaging. And then you get a beautiful average that, just to represent this here, to verify the model, the crystal structure was fitted into it, and you see how nicely it corresponds. So in this way, using just a cylinder as an initial model works out fine to get a structure. I hope this works now. Yes, it does. It is so nice and so beautiful how it rotates. it's gray, so. Okay, let's now switch to the 2D pipeline, basically, where automated acquisition is much easier than for tomography. So as in Legendon, of course, you do a grid scan first, which is at low magnification, something like 300K or so, which takes in total about 15 minutes to acquire this one. Then interactively, nice areas of this grid are picked, so meshes that show good ice. So usually we use lasers, as you can see here. And then the acquisition scheme is quite brutal. You know, it just takes picture one after another. It does not discriminate which is now the best ice thickness or something. It just takes them all, acquires, and later on it will be selected which ones of these are the good ones and not. For this work done here, I should first go to the autofocus shortly. As when you look nice closely, you can see here those double dots. So the procedure is basically that, here just an overview over such a grid scan, once you have acquired an image, two holes are burned in that same area, and autofocus is done on that then. The two holes that you burn in there, they just increase the contrast and make it more easy and more reliable that the automated function works out. And then you use the autofocus you have acquired here for the next one. And of course, by this you also get variation in everything, which is necessary for good reconstruction later on. That's how a graphical user interface for particle picking looks like. Now here with my gold labeled proteins, things that I want to point out are, for me, quite nice. Of course, I can resample the pictures to load them quicker. I can do an online alignment, which takes up much computing power in the end, but for a start, this is quite nice to just have a look. And I can browse, of course, through my stack of pictures and then select good and bad pictures and so on. Of course, there's also existing an automated picking routine, but so long this equation still holds true, that it's just more reliable and still a little bit more fast. Especially for my project, you can see here some broken off particles, you know, so an auto picker would often take those. Right. Another thing, okay, so this is just the GUI for the alignment. You put in important data here, so the alignment file, and then you can let it run in parallel mode, which is supported by the MATLAB itself, so multi-threading on 16 PCUs or something. What I find very helpful is that you can run a demo mode for your alignment. So you can set up all kinds of masks that you want, a rotation mask or a translation mask, and then you let start the demo mode and see how the first, let's say, 100 particles align. And if there's something really seriously wrong, you just stop it and set up your parameters again. That saves sometimes hours of computing time. So basically, I mean, hours is good for taking a coffee break and stuff. But so, good. Now for this 2D single particle reconstruction, you know, 3D reconstruction in the end, there were in total 4,000 pictures acquired, and more than 50% were still relevant even with this quite crude force method. Okay, then from this almost 17,000 particles, the averages were then taken. You can see the improvement, I think. Here again, fitted the model there. Good. And now, turning again and observe, it's gold and it has a much higher quality and resolution. Good. What I also find nice, this is the principal component analysis GUI, basically. You put in your align stack here, calculate the eigenvectors, have a look at the eigenimage gallery if you like, and then you just make a classification. So far I'm using usually the simple k-means for classifying them, and then since they are displayed quite nicely, you can then select them, put them in single select stacks, save them as a separate stack, keep on working with them, taking them as a new input, and so on. And in general, just take the nice ones and not the bad ones. That's how this then looks like for my one. So the gold particle does bind to a very specific area there, and there's a variation here that you can see. That is just demonstrated here. So that's just negative stain. Some 250 particles only. And here's the gold particle binding. I can subclassify this in those two classes. And just in case I subtract these two from each other, I can see there's a significant variance there. And it seems to be very good aligned. I mean, they came from the same. That's why you don't see anything here. That's for the future. That's the famous hole everyone was talking about where we dumped the microscope in. So there's this Titan supposed to be in there working soon. That's my boss. Parallel processing. So also, of course, you do the online first steps of processing. You can do them right here. The microscope does everything by itself. We can watch 6 DVDs in parallel. Just want to point that out. All right. So, of course, most of the work was not done by me, actually, almost not. So Stefan Nickel is my boss now, behind all the processing, basically. Ohad is working with me on the gold labeling, and want to point out Oana. She's one of the backbones of the whole laboratory, taking care of mental problems of PhD students and stuff. And doing a great job in everything, protein purification, microscope work, and teaching students. And no facility would run without the microscope, so Jürgen and Günther are there always. And of course, Professor Baumeister. Thanks.